Thank you, Madam Chair. Since its establishment in 1925, Iran state, instead of protecting the non-Persian nation, such as the Ahwazi, Arab, Baluch, the Turk, the Kurd, it has followed the policy of cultural and lingual assimilation. All the country's resources have been used to serve the culture and the language of the dominant group, the Persian. Other nations were gradually forced to abandon their identity and culture and assimilate in the dominant identity. The Ahwazi nation is one of the victims of the slow cultural genocide implemented by the central government in Iran. The Iranian successive regime, including the current one, have tried to change our nation identity through their systematic policies of racial discrimination, ethnic cleansing, racism, persecution, forceful change of the demography, and changing the name of the region and the cities. The Ahwazi have been subjected to the cultural, social, and political deprivation. The prohibition of the political parties, cultural organization, in addition to the lack of Arabic media, and more importantly, the deliberate impoverishment of the Ahwazi by the central government, all have resulted in the marginalizing of the Ahwazi Arab, making them a stranger in their own land. PADMAS highly recommend that the United Nations force Iran to let the United Nations Rapporteur on the Minorities and the Human Rights Issues to visit the countries. Mr. Chairperson, from day one of the occupation of Al-Ahwaz, also known as Arabistan, Iran, in a newly established state, forcefully displaced the Ahwazi people to the northern part of Iran. This policy is still being implemented under the various excuses in different means. For example, although the Iran war